Kelowna could see $50 million in economic benefits as the city gets set to host four high-profile events over the next year. The Canadian Country Music Awards, September, the Memorial Cup, May 2026, an Olympic curling qualification event which will determine the final two spots in each of the men's, women's, and mixed doubles events for the 2026 Winter Olympics, December, and the 2026 BC Summer Games. During a presentation on the economic impacts of the 2025 Montana's Brier, council heard that those four events could pour $50 million into Kelowna's economy. Mayor Tom Diaz noted that it's these types of events the recently formed Task Force on Economic Prosperity will be looking to attract to the city. "Before, we were sitting back and waiting for them to come to us. Now we're not," he added. "There is a huge value, especially during the shoulder season, to pull those events into this community." The Montana's Brier, held February 28 to March 9, was more than just a hit on the ice. According to a city staff report, it was a resounding success, generating more than $15.2 million in direct economic impact, creating jobs, filling hotel rooms, and showcasing Kelowna to a national TV audience. The event supported 163 jobs, including 121 in Kelowna, and contributed over $102,000 in local taxes. The total economic ripple effect reached nearly $23 million across the central Okanagan when indirect spending was included. In total, 89,108 people attended the event, with about 26,000 unique visitors, many from out of town. The majority came from BC and Alberta, though there were visitors from across Canada and even internationally. That shoulder season boost was one of the main reasons Kelowna bid to host the event in the first place. The city was originally set to host the 2021 Brier, but the pandemic forced its cancellation. Hotels and motels housed nearly 60% of visitors, followed by people staying with friends or family. Many stayed well over a week. Between draws, fans gathered at the Brier Patch, hosted at the Delta Grand. The city's cultural district, bars, and restaurants also saw steady traffic. The report noted that 89% of visitors said they would return to the city again. The Kelowna Curling Club, which helped lead the volunteer host committee, will receive 1.5% of ticket sales and a cut of the 50-50 raffle proceeds, money that will support youth, seniors, and coach development in local curling. Diaz said that hosting more high-profile events means more opportunities for the city. "Are we looking at a larger facility to host those events? Is that hotels? Is that convention centers? Is that what is going to give us that consistent type of business all year round to support residents and different types of occupations?"